love for sale or rent.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of
hey, Mama.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Mama Day, Mama. The fried banana peanut butter sandwich.
Elvis the Sling Blade.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We come every Saturday, and this is our 11th year of providing computer
knowledge,
help on the air here. It's kind of fun.
It is.
So it's kind of a, you know, every Saturday.
Is it every Saturday?
Every Saturday for 11 years. I was thinking about that.
That's long.
Baseball games I've missed and basketball games. And in fact, my son's playing baseball right now.
Your kids are already growing up.
I don't know. I don't recognize them. I'm sorry. Hey, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And tomorrow will be a fabulous day at the Colburn House.
Oh, very nice.
Absolutely. Lots of mothers to
deal
with.
Is your mom coming over and her mom?
I don't know about everyone, but... a good time will be had by all.
Oh, wait, I wanted to say congratulations. My sister got engaged last night.
Why do we care?
Oh, come on. Because it's a happy day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's a soon-to-be mother.
Definitely.
Down the road.
Yeah, a year or two.
She's not getting engaged because she's
soon.
Let me clear that up there. That's not why. All right.
Everyone.
Back to the phones here. Let's see if we can answer at least one more question before we go to the news. Ken in Buckeye, you have a laptop with a lazy mouse.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, both of my my wired mouse and the one that's on the laptop have the same problem, same characteristic.
Well, that's actually helpful. That tells us that it's not the laptop mouse or the regular mouse. We've eliminated the mouse itself, the actual device that you're using.
Correct.
Of course, now there's about 4,500 other things.
Yeah.
Let me ask a couple questions. Which version of Windows are you running on this machine?
2000.
Windows 2000. 2000. Does it have disk cleanup in there?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done the disk cleanup recently? In a while?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I've done cleanup. In fact, I defragged some background information that might help you. This was a 20 gig that I allowed to pack up with too much stuff. It got to like 18.5. And I thought maybe that was part of the problem, so I got rid of a bunch of files and...
If your temp directory or internet temporary directory gets too large, it can actually cause this type of anomaly on occasion. Viruses, you know, I'm assuming you've done a good thorough clean scan of a thorough scan of every single file on your computer.
Yes, I have.
A virus will do that. Generally, it's a driver issue. There's something that's not allowing Windows to properly interface with your mouse. Did you load any particular new driver for the external mouse, or was it just using the one that just loaded up as soon as you plugged it in?
I did have to load one for this optical when I went to an optical USB.
That could be.
But that was after you started having the problem.
Actually, at this point, I don't remember if I was having the problem at that time or not.
Well, then the first thing I would do is remove all of that stuff and go back to just the basic laptop pointing device, whatever it is, and whatever driver... is assigned to it. See if you can determine a starting point, because the mouse drivers that you load externally, in other words, if it doesn't just recognize it, is this a Microsoft brand mouse or the external mouse?
Logitech.
Okay. Mm, yep. So you loaded a bunch of drivers that came with the Logitech mouse.
Right.
Okay. I typically don't like to do any of the drivers for, this is one of the reasons, there's lots of others, but I typically don't, and maybe this is, let me step back here. A lot of people assume that when a device comes with a disk, that you must install that device. Usually what we do with all these plug-and-play devices, plug the device in. If it works, boom, leave it alone. Don't load anything else, because all this additional stuff can provide these conflicts and things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I would start by getting back to where it's just the mouse driver from the laptop and see if you can determine, okay, it's still doing it or it's not doing it. But typically speaking, it is most likely a driver issue. Well, I'm putting
Would I go to add remove programs to do that?
Yes, you would. I'm going to put you on hold and help you out through the break here, okay?
Okay.
Hang on just a sec there. We'll talk to Ken some more, and if anything enlightening happens, we'll bring that out.
Definitely.
All right, that's hour number one of the Computer Corner. We got hour number two coming up. We have our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and news of the week, our extreme tip of the week, just all kinds of goodies here. So Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, the Data Doctors in the house, talking computers with you until 11:45. We're the warm-up act for Paul Harvey. Ken and Michael back after the news.